Under Saddam Hussein's almost 30-year rule, roughly 3 million Iraqis fled their homeland. Now, as the country is opening up, some of those exiles have gone home, and many others are considering it. One Iraqi exile returned last month, but only briefly, and in a very different way than he fled more than 20 years ago. It was 1981 when Marhab Abu Naila fled Iraq, curled up in a dark cabinet in the back of his cousin's truck. After a short but dangerous journey from the southern Iraqi city of Basra, Mr. Abu Naila crossed safely into Kuwait. 22 years later, he returned to Iraq, again in cramped quarters, but this time he was seated in the cockpit of a 747 jumbo jet as its pilot. Mr. Abu Naila was flying the first civilian plane load of medical relief supplies to Iraq not long after British forces secured the Basra airport.
It was a sensational moment for me when I entered the Iraqi airspace from Kuwait, because that's how I left Iraq as well. I left from Basra into Kuwait. And after all those years, it was a nice coincidence.
Mr. Abu Naila is a pilot for the airline Virgin Atlantic. The airline operated the flight in conjunction with the Royal Air Force and several aid agencies. It delivered 60 tons of pharmaceutical and medical supplies donated by several companies. As soon as he heard about the plans for the medical relief flight, Mr. Abu Naila volunteered to pilot the plane. Mr. Abu Naila has been a pilot for 28 years. Before leaving Iraq, he flew for Iraqi Airways until the government accused his brother of belonging to an organization that opposed the regime. Punishing the whole family, the government refused to provide any more exit visas for Mr. Abu Naila, ending his career as an international pilot.
As one of Saddam's methods of collective punishment, the whole family would be punished as well. I had to leave the country in a way without the knowledge of the authorities.
After fleeing Iraq, Mr. Abu Naila worked for several airlines before joining Virgin Atlantic in 1989. Mr. Abu Naila has two brothers and four sisters still living in Iraq. He says that as a single man at the time of his escape, it was easy for him to leave, but his brothers and sisters could not go because, like many other Iraqis who wanted to flee, they had families to take care of.
There was no way for my other brothers to leave the country. They had their life as well, and it's not easy for someone in his 50s, he got wife, four or five kids, and they all grown up, to leave everything and just go abroad in exile. It's very difficult. So people took their chances in staying in Iraq, hoping that one day Saddam will go, and that day that arrived. Hopefully their life will be to the better now.
Mr. Abu Naila hopes to fly more flights to Iraq, especially to Baghdad, where he could visit the rest of his family. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.